Hey, Weird Family. It's Krista.
And Jamie.
And we're the Morbid Makers.
Today we're celebrating Ireland and giving you two St. Patrick's Day crafts over on our YouTube channel with the Morbid Tale from Ireland. But today we would like to give you a little background on the Irish holiday. St. Patrick's Day, or Feast Day in Ireland, is a celebration of patron saint, St. Patrick. He was born in the early 4th century in Roman Britain. At age 16, he was kidnapped and taken to Ireland to be a slave. He eventually escaped and returned in 432 to convert the Irish to Christianity. He established monasteries, churches, and schools, and by his death on March 17, 461, he was known for many legends. It was said he used a shamrock to explain the Trinity and that he drove the snakes out of Ireland.
So how did it turn from the holy celebration to the secular one that is known today? Well, you can thank the United States for that. In the 1700s, there were many Irish immigrants in the U.S., and many held political power. So they held extensive celebrations and parades to celebrate all things Irish. You know we love a reason to drink and celebrate here. So let's get into our morbid tale of the Scissor Sisters of Ireland. I'm not sure about you, but when I hear the name Scissor Sisters, I think of the pop band in the U.S. But in Ireland, the name is associated with something more sinister. In Ireland, the name the Scissor Sisters refers to Linda and Charlotte Mall from Dublin, Ireland. The crime they were convicted of was so heinous, it made news all over the country. Let's start by looking into the sisters' upbringing. The sisters grew up in a home with four other siblings. Their mother, Kathleen, and their father, John, had a tumultuous relationship. John allegedly abused Kathleen, as their relationship deteriorated, Kathleen, in 2002, began a relationship with a man named Farah Swale Noor.
So Noor moved into the family home while Kathleen's husband still lived there. John, while taking some of the children, left the home, letting Kathleen and Farah stay in the home. The couple stayed in the home for some time, moving out in 2004 to Cork, Ireland, allowing John to move back into the family home with the children. Farah, like John, was abusive to Kathleen, subjecting her to regular beatings. Apparently, Farah had a hard time keeping his hands to himself. In 1997, he raped an intellectually disabled 16-year-old girl who later gave birth to his son. He also had two more children by two different women who also said they were raped. He was to be deported in 1999 back to Kenya, as he had four previous convictions for intoxications, threatening, and abusive behavior, and assault. He eventually was not because he had these Irish-born children.
That is not right, because I feel like they didn't come to be from a consensual relationship. It's because he raped him. He shouldn't be able to stay there.
No, he should not.
So he was just a horrible person all around. The family's troubled past followed the girls into their adult lives. Linda dropped out of school and had four children, all from the same father. But that relationship did not work. Linda began dating a man named Wayne Kinsella, continuing the cycle of abuse. Wayne abused Linda and all four of her children. The abuse was later investigated, and the children were taken into social service care, and Wayne was sentenced to jail. Linda herself was no saint. She had a history of alcohol abuse and substance abuse, with her drug of choice being heroin. She also served time for larceny in 1993.
Her younger sister, Charlotte, also brought her tough upbringing into her adult life. She was involved in prostitution, and she also had a history of drug and alcohol abuse. She was in trouble with the law often, being convicted of public order offenses and criminal damage. Kind of makes me think of this whole nurture versus mother thing, how their upbringing may have influenced the lives they led, and maybe if they had more stable childhood, they would have committed these crimes in 2005 that labeled them the Scissor Sisters.
Yeah, the whole nature versus nurture thing is kind of crazy. It's like a debate that's been going on for a long time. Mm-hmm. Also makes me wonder what their kids are like now. Because Linda had four.
That's true.
So I wonder if they continued the cycle or if they broke free.
Hopefully they broke free.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. Because I can't imagine. So let's talk about this day in 2005. On the day of the murder, March 20th, 2005, the family, if you can call it that, were all together. The sisters began their day drinking and taking ecstasy in the city center of Dublin. But they returned home to their mother's flat, where the partying continued. Some of the sources that I looked up stated that Kathleen spiked Farrah's drink with drugs, but others didn't mention it, so I'm not sure what is true. But either way, during the partying, Farrah began touching Linda inappropriately, refusing to let her go. This caused Kathleen to get upset and start an argument with Farrah.
And apparently, Kathleen became hysterical and began begging the girls to kill him. So Charlotte slashed Farrah's throat with a Stanley knife. Then Linda picked up a hammer and hit him on the head numerous times where he was laying on the ground. They ended up stabbing him 20 times before dragging him into the bathroom to dismember him. They used a kitchen knife and hammer to cut off his head, limbs, and penis.
I can't imagine. I was also reading about the forensic psychologist that was working on this case where he talked about the dismemberment of the head and the penis, where it was like a sign of control and to make him be quiet, really what it is. So it makes me wonder, like, how many other times Farrah was inappropriate with the girls before all of this went down. You know what I mean? I mean, I couldn't find anything, but to me, it just seems like something else had to happen before this.
It wasn't his first, and he already had a track history of taking advantage of women.
Yeah.
And girls.
So, Well, after they dismembered him, they completed the act by placing the body parts in plastic bags and sports bags before dumping them in the canal. But they didn't dump the head there.
Nope, they carried it in a shoulder bag, rode the bus to Tymon Dark Park in Talga South, Dublin. They buried the head and then threw the murder weapons in a nearby pond.
But that wasn't enough for Linda. A few days later, she went back, dug up the head, moved it to another location and buried it again. Again, some sources stated that before she reburied it, she bashed it with a hammer, while others stated that she said a prayer over it and apologized, saying that it was her mother that should have died and not him. Either way, it's still pretty gruesome.
Very gruesome. And if the sisters thought that dismembering the body would keep Farrah's identity hidden, it did not. On March 30th, one of his legs floated up onto the canal bank, starting the investigation. His torso was found shortly after, allowing him to be identified by a shirt he was wearing, leading police to the sisters and Kathleen. At first, the three denied anything, but Linda eventually confessed. With her confession and all the DNA evidence found in the home, the two sisters were put on trial while the mother fled to England.
Another stellar mother right there.
Yes. But don't worry, she would eventually get caught. But the sisters went to trial in 2006. Charlotte received life in prison for murder, while Linda received 15 years for manslaughter. Kathleen was found in 2008, where she was put on trial for withholding information. She pled guilty and was sentenced to 5 years in prison.
So while the sisters were in prison, they were in the same prison called the Mountjoy Complex. Apparently, it was like a pretty easygoing prison. The inmates had their own keys to their own en-suites.
Oh, wow.
Cells. I know, which is crazy. They also got to run their own hair salon. Yeah. Wait. It gets funnier. I know. Exactly. Club Med over here. But guess what the inmates called it? Head and Shoulders.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a sick reference to the dismemberment of Noor. So apparently Linda was super talented at doing the hair and the makeup. So whenever inmates had a court hearing, they would ask her to make them look good. So Linda was also said to be a model inmate, which is why she had an early release. And she was released after only serving 12 years of her 15-year sentence and has been out of the spotlight and is believed to be living in the United States. Charlotte, on the other hand, has had multiple scandals. Starting in 2008, where she was disciplined after guards found photos of her jokingly holding a knife to the throat of a male inmate in the jail's kitchen, which means to me, like, she was not remorseful at all for her acts. So, I mean, I guess life in prison might be a little... I mean, I'm not saying Noor was a good man, but for her to be joking around like that, it doesn't seem like she really... Like, she might do it again. I don't know.
She could if pushed to it.
Yeah.
And then the second scandal happened in November of 2017. A male guard was caught hiding in her ensuite bathroom. He was caught in there after CCTV showed him entering the suite 10 minutes earlier, but never left. There was suspicion that the pair were in a sexual relationship, but could not prove it. It wasn't until later that Charlotte told a journalist that she had been involved in a 10-month affair with a married prison guard. The last scandal that occurred in Mount Joy on December 22, 2019. She and a prison guard were found in the midst of a sex act, so there was no denying that. She was transferred to another prison on Christmas Eve, and the employee's obviously receiving disciplinary action.
Well, I'm hoping the employee got fired. I couldn't find anything in the sources that I was reading if what disciplinary action was taken, but yeah, that's taking... I know that she's a grown woman, she can make her own decisions, but that's a person in power. You could totally be taking advantage. Yes.
Well, she seems to be enjoying her time in prison.
I know. I thought prison was supposed to be a punishment.
Yes.
You have like an ensuite, your own bathroom, your own keys to your ensuite
yes.
cell.
And they can take pictures because they have a picture of her. So
yes.
cameras or cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
She's having a great time.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like the males and the female prisoners interact if it's a male prisoner that she had the picture with.
True.
Which is kind of very, very different
yes.
than our... judicial system here.
Yes,
but like I said, Linda's out of prison now, and so is her mother.
Okay.
Her mother, Kathleen, is out of prison. Again, I found sources saying that she's in Dublin, but they don't know for sure for Kathleen. And then Linda, again, moving to the UK. Again, all speculation because they haven't heard from her. From her
yeah.
at all. But Charlotte is most definitely still in jail and is going to be there for life.
Oh, yes. And hopefully this one she's been transferred to is a little harder and
yes,
not all these privileges.
You would think, right? Mm-hmm. I would hope so, because why else would they transfer her?
Because
apparently she's not learning any kind of lesson
no.
for what she's doing.
No. She's got shelter, food...
I know.
Companions.
Apparently a lot of male companions.
Access to a knife.
Yeah.
She wouldn't get kitchen duty.
You would think. I wonder if she got it after that.
Maybe.
Probably
not.
Because, like, for real, like, they would be really, really dumb if they let her back into the kitchen after that.
Yes.
But who knows? This is a whole other country.
Oh, yeah. Well, normally we like to dedicate our podcast to the victims in the story, and I find it hard to do so here, so we would like to dedicate this podcast to the victims and survivors of domestic abuse.
So if you or someone you know is suffering from abuse, please get help. You are not alone. There's always a way out.
And again, thank you for tuning in. Please subscribe and tune in next time for another Morbid Tale.
And craft. Oh, yes, because you can go check out our craft on the YouTube channel
yes.
or go to morbidmakers.com.
Yes.
You can see the craft as well. But please, it's a really fun craft this time.
Yes.
But until next time,
be relentless,
be unstoppable, be the weird.